Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
DA leader John Steenhuisen, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Great to be with you and great to be with the listeners today on this campaign day.
Absolutely. So, I'm following you on social media. You are pretty much everywhere. Do you not tire of it? It's just been quite relentless, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a short, sharp campaign. I think it's the shortest campaign period in our history, but it's certainly been very, very interesting. And yeah, got till the 1st of November to get around to as many places as possible. I'm in Limpopo today and looking forward to it. But you know, there's no time for rest along the trail. We can rest on the 3rd.
Well, I hope you can't rest on the 3rd, because I hope you've got a lot of work to do on the 3rd, as well. But that said, to some extent, and it's something that I said to our listeners the other day, the DA, and you particularly, has been out there from July. We spoke about it. I chatted to you a number of times after the riots, after the protests that did so much damage. You've actually been on the ground almost since July, not really about campaigning, but you've actually been in many parts of South Africa since then.
Actually it's been earlier than that, Howard. It's been since April we started campaigning and getting around the country. I wanted to see, first of all, what the problems were in the country, then to come back in the manifesto process. And then obviously we've ramped up since July, and it's been interesting. Some of us wanted an election this year, and we were preparing for it.
How do you feel it's going? You know, it's very difficult to understand or to get a sense of how the DA is being received out there, because there is quite a significant anti-DA campaign on social media. That's my own observation. So it is very difficult to get a real sense of how the DA is doing. We know that there was the big issue around the posters in Durban, but what are you seeing on the ground?
It's been really exceptionally well received on the ground. Our campaign, this election, is focusing on our offer and what we've been able to achieve and what we can do for people. You look at our manifesto, you look at our campaign, don't critique from any other party. It's absolutely focused on our responsibility of government. Our manifesto is not just talk, it's sure that we're actually doing these things. Again, it's just like what's wrong. We've got the mainstream media that are vehemently campaigning against us. ENCA have been campaigning DA right from the beginning of the campaign. They refused to show our manifesto launch. They said they were going to cover a funeral instead. And yet they've covered every single other party's manifesto launch live on their channel. Their journalists have behaved in an appalling way. And so they're actually key campaigning. But the thing is that doesn't move the needle, because people are sick and tired of poor services. And the issues that the media are driving and the issues that our opponents are driving, I'm trying to make the conversation about everything other than service delivery. And I'm afraid to say that there is only one question in this election, and that is, who do I trust to run my town efficiently, effectively, deliver services, keep me safe, and grow the economy? And the resounding answer to that on any one of the metrics is the DA. And people on the ground know that. I've had record bumper numbers and coming to rallies. I've had an incredible rally in Chatsworth yesterday, a full hall in Kloof yesterday evening, and KwaZulu-Natal, a packed hall. People are tired of poor service delivery. They're tired of the corruption, and they're looking for change. And I think that we're able to put a compelling offer on the table, and I think it's finding great resonance. So I really look forward to proving those in the media and our critics wrong on the 1st of November.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think, and if I look at, for example, News 24, where they, I mean, I know a lot of people say they're very supportive of the ANC. I don't believe that they are, but it doesn't mean that they're not very critical of the DA. Why do you think it is that there is such a need, if people aren't supportive of the ANC, why there's still a need to try and denigrate the DA?
But you held to different standards, Howard, by everybody, media. And that's fine. I welcome it. I don't want to be the best band on the country. I want to be something better an old club. So that's fine. But I think a lot of the times it's very unfit. Let's look at the poster debacle, for instance. On Mandela Day, the president, President Ramaphosa, wrote in his newsletter, and it's there for anyone to see it, letter from the president, that all of those who stood up for against the looting and up for their communities were heroes. Not a word from them, the media.
So the
EFF marched on the streets of Phoenix, carrying posters saying all Indians are racist, bloodthirsty Phoenix bloodthirsty Indians. Not a word from the mainstream media. The EFF put out a media release 2 weeks ago, reiterating their stance that all Indians are racist. Not a word from these people. Not a new word from the NCA. And to a very, very clearly, this double standard, which the DA is on, I think that it is completely unfair for that to happen.
Mm. That said, though, it did cause, you know, whether the best answer is to ignore that or to address it, I don't know. But it still does cause friction within your own party when that comes back to you, I imagine.
Well, no, because I think that everybody agrees that those people were heroes. Anybody,
right,
that's why
right.
I'm thinking of talent. Stood up during that time, and then I was on the ground. I met these people eyeball to eyeball. Easy to sit in an office in another part of the country and pass judgment. I saw the fear in people's eyes, and I saw brave people stepping up to look after their community, uphold the law, speak out against vigilantism, looting, and criminal behavior. And that is one of the foundational principles of the GA, the fact that we uphold the rule of law. And so if you are somebody who's on the side of the law, you're always afraid in the DA. Anybody in the DA doesn't believe that. Well, then I'm afraid, I think they're afraid of one of our key foundational principles, which is respect for the rule of law.
That is, it's just not a great line. I would like to continue, but it is quite hard to hear you. Just sum it up in one sentence. This election, as far as you're concerned, what are the main priorities?
It's service delivery, because that's where local government comes to play. It's where the rubber hits the road. It's everything that affects your life is involved with local government. The road you drive on, safety in your community, the services you receive in your home, all are run by local government. You've got a choice in this election. You can vote for a party with a track record of corruption, maladministration, and not delivering services, or you can vote for a party that gets things done. And the DA is and where we govern, we get things done. We don't always do it perfectly, but we get things done.